100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here. I'm hanging out with Mr. Alvin Temple, and he is the theater director of Hairspray Jr. Breck's fall musical is Hairspray this fall. I'm so excited. It's one of my favorites.
Thank you. Mine too. I was really excited that we got the rights to this, and just been super excited. And now it's here, and I can't contain it.
I'm really pumped for this. Like, you don't understand. When, like, the movie came out, I was 13, 12, something like that. And I bought the soundtrack, and yes, I, like, memorized all the words. So,
singing Good Morning Baltimore all day long.
it's such a good musical, and it's got a good message, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And y'all had auditions last night, correct?
We did. We had 68 people sign up for auditions. 68 kids sign up for auditions. These ages ranges from 9 to 17. 68. We had 44 show up. It went way past the time we wanted, but I mean, we went in with a mission of not to rush the kids, because auditions alone are stressful enough. But wow, like, they blew me away. Like, we haven't even got a callback list together yet, because I could literally call everybody back. They were so good. So that's what we're looking forward to today, trying to see who we want to get back to get in those roles and really push them a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
So Hairspray Jr., how is it different from the movie?
Okay, so a lot of MTI is a great organization, and they'll take some of these really big Broadway musicals, and they will scale them down. They'll take some of the big money notes, and it'll stay there, but it'll be in a range that kids can get in. They'll edit sometimes so that, you know, if there's more mature material in the production, they'll edit it so that it fits for a young audience. What I love about Hairspray Jr. is that Hairspray is about, you know, these group of kids that were pushing against, you know, it was a time when integration was coming in. So they are literally, like, fighting for, you know, integration and just pushing against everybody who's like, no, we're going to keep this separate. And I love that the junior version didn't take away from that. They kept all of that in there, because I think it's a huge educational process, part of the musical, to understand, you know, that, yeah, this actually happened. I mean, you know, it's kind of getting so far away for some of our kids growing up today that, you know, even talking about it with some of my friends who have kids, talking to their kids about it, they're like, what? I was like, yeah, like, it's, there was a time that this happened.
It's such a foreign concept.
Right, right. And hopefully it gets more foreign.
Yeah. I mean, the way we're going, I hope so.
Absolutely.
But so what are you most excited about for the musical this year?
Oh, wow. Let's see. First of all, the array of characters that Hairspray has, from Tracy to Edna. And, you know, typically Edna is played by a man. Mm-hmm. In the past, it's been Harvey Fierstein, Divine, and John Travolta even took it on. I wanted a male kid to take on that role, but I didn't want to push it on anybody. I have one that is like, oh, I definitely want to do that role. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, yes. So that really feels good that, you know, I can cast the way that is traditional to how the casting has gone before. Tracy is an amazing character, because she is the one who is, you know, we're done with this. We're moving forward. We're, you know, you can't stop the beat, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love that about her. So her, Seaweed, Motormouth, like, all of those characters, just huge characters. And they represent iconic characters. For instance, even the Courtney Collins show is based off of, a lot of people think it's based off of American Bandstand, but it's based off of another show that took place out of, I'm not even going to misquote myself and say the wrong thing, but it was another show where what happens in the musical legitimately happened at their station. Their council members, the one that were leading the dances, you know, were all for integration and wanted, you know, what they had was Negro Day, and they wanted that to just stop, and they wanted everybody to just dance together. But the parents were like, no, we're keeping this. It needs to be separated. And they legitimately fought as much as they could. When Courtney Collins' character finally, like, gave, it was like, yeah, no, we're doing this, they pulled the plug. And it was like, wow, you know. Thankfully, we end with I think on musical, the junior version of Hairspray, we end with a happy note.
Yeah. I love that. Always, yes. Always good to have a happy ending.
Oh, absolutely. the gist of it. I can't really like give it away, but the way that it ends is just it's funny in a way of how musicals kind of typically end. Like, you know, this one, you know, if you shake it, this will stop. Okay, so let's shake our rumps. Okay, it stopped.
There you go. Well, if you want to go see how this ends, definitely check out Hairspray Junior. Y'all have got shows. They start on Friday, October 18th and go until Sunday, October 20th. I will definitely be at one.
Yes,
I am so excited. Like,
great.
You have no idea. I love this musical. It's such a good one. I will probably be in the audience, like, singing every word.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, please do. Please do.
Yeah, so definitely come on out to Hairspray Junior, and we will keep you updated right here on The Tiger. Alvin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming by. It was a pleasure. And, yeah, we'll continue to keep you updated on Hairspray Junior. It's Abby Lee with The Tiger.